Connor, and I'm the Coastal Education Coordinator for Parks and Wildlife in Corpus Christi. And I have with me today two students, and they are...
Hi, my name is Silvia Salas. I'm from Laredo, and I'm a senior at Sierra High School.
Hi, and I'm Adriella. I'm from El Paso High School, and I'm a student at Mountwood High School. And I'm involved in the Synergy Program, and I'm a sophomore.
All right. Well, I'm glad you could be here. And what we're going to talk about is the water planet and how much water is on our planet. And Adriel has with them a little model of the Earth. So, Adriel, by looking at the planet, how much water do you think is on our planet, just by guessing?
I don't know, like the majority of it?
Yeah. Actually, it's about 75% covered in water. What kinds of water do you think are on our planet? Can you kind of go through it real quick, the different kinds of water?
Well, we have the oceans and, of course, polar ice caps at the bottom that are frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Things like underwater aquifers, rivers, the Great Lakes.
Okay. Now, Sylvia, do you think the ocean water is drinkable? Is actually mm-hmm. usable water? Some of it? Well, what we're going to do real quick is a little demonstration to show the viewers how much water is on our planet. And this little jug here represents all the water on our planet, the 75% that we mentioned earlier. And what I'm going to do is pour out approximately enough water to represent the salt water in our planet. So let's go ahead and pour that out. That represents the amount of salt water in our planet. Now let's go ahead and pour out the amount of water trapped in our polar ice caps. Although this water is fresh, it's actually unusable. Then we're going to pour out the water that's in our fresh water. Now fresh water, we have a lot of fresh water in our rivers and streams, like Adriel had said, and in our underground groundwater. But not all this fresh water is actually drinkable. And what I'm going to do here is actually get out the amount of water left on our planet that's drinkable. And that's it. And I don't think you can see that on the camera. So, when I say drinkable, why wouldn't this fresh water be drinkable, even though we've got so much of it?
Well, I'd say because maybe some of it may be inhabited by other animals where we can't reach, or mm-hmm. it'd be polluted.
Polluted, unusable. What we're going to do is actually go to a demonstration now to actually show how this fresh water gets into these ecosystems. And we're going to go to our rain simulator.